Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for morning devotion. This week we're in the book of Jude, and the little book of Jude, of course, only has the one chapter, and we're in verse number 24, where the Bible declares, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory." And this week we're looking at this verse, "Now unto him." And of course, we were in Ephesians 3:20 for a couple of weeks. Now unto him that is able, and of course, Ephesians 3:20 continues, "Now unto him that is able to do." But the scripture says in the book of Jude, verse 24, "Now unto him that is able to keep," to keep. And of course, great deal of controversy surrounding this whole doctrine and this whole subject. But I want to look not so much from a particular denominational standard. I want to look at the scripture. See what the Bible says about it. The Bible says, "Now unto him that is able to keep you," to keep you. I'm so glad that the scripture talks about a preservation and how that the God of heaven is able to preserve us from falling. You say, "Well, preacher, I know people who have fallen." Well, obviously, all of us do. But what I'm saying is, according to the scripture, for a child of God, there is no such thing as an quote-unquote irresistible sin. I believe that that was conquered at Calvary. And the day that we are saved by God's grace, we have the power to overcome. We don't often choose it. What I'm saying is the power to overcome that temptation, the power to overcome whatever it is that we're facing is present. We possess that power according to the scripture. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." It always scares me when someone starts out a conversation something like this. "Well, preacher, I didn't mean to, but I couldn't help it. I mean, I just couldn't help it. I had no control over the situation. It just happened, and I couldn't stop myself." Well, my friend, a lost man might have some sort of argument to that effect, but even that, of course, we have a knowledge of right and wrong and a conscience. But I'll say this: I don't think there's any room for someone who knows Christ to ever make that argument. I don't believe it would hold up in the court of heaven. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." But let's go one step further in this thing. Not only preservation here, but there's also presentation in this verse. The Bible says, "And to present you faultless." Whoa. "To present you faultless," without fault. You say, "But preacher, I mean, we all have faults and failures in our lives." Yeah, but that's why the Lord's working to make us more Christ-like every day. And, let's face it, hopefully, the further that we go in this walk with the Lord, we're not sinless, but praise God, hopefully we sin less. Hopefully. The further we go with the Lord and the more fellowship we have with him, the more Christ-like we're becoming. And I don't mean to say this in our own power. I'm saying in the power of God and in the maturity in the Word of God and as a saint of God to present you faultless. Now, we know that positionally we are going to be presented faultless before the Lord because of the blood of Christ and because of his perfection. And we know that when God sees us, he sees Christ, and when he sees Christ, he sees the blood. And we know that that positionally is truth. But I want to say that practically speaking, the Lord is working on us, the Lord is working through us, and the Lord is working on a coronation day, a day of presentation, when we'll be presented faultless before the Son of God. Our Father, we pray you'd help us to focus this day and every day about that coronation day and about being presented faultless before the Lord. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.